Michel Nadon is the president and CEO of MediaIntelligence.ca. She is a recruiter, a career strategist, and a media instructor. She has supported companies in finding talent in the media. She is also an animal advocate and has recently released her new book, Careers AF. For At Humber, I'm Kyle Drinan. So speaking about Careers AF, what's that book about?
Yeah, so Careers AF is a compilation of all of the work that I've done in career coaching in media for the last 15 years. And it's designed to help individuals take accountability for their careers, take the control back into their own hands, and to make concerted moves around their careers so that they can get to where they want to be faster and more effectively, and also earn better money in the process.
I see this book is more tailored to people in media. However, can anyone learn anything from this book?
No question, Kyle. This can definitely help any individuals in the job marketplace at any level, 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s, or 60s. And it also transposes to any sector of the industry. The same principles, the same methodologies I use and I coach and I teach are all perfectly usable within, you know, finance sector, health sector, whatever you name the sector, they will work there.
I would like to get into more of your brand, Media Intelligence. Can you talk a little bit more about what that is?
Media Intelligence was born of a situation where when I turned around, I think I was early in my early 40s, and I had just finished my latest contract within broadcast media, and my hands were kind of tied, and my mother chastised me and said, you know, what are you going to do about your working situation? So I went out and spoke with a number of executives across broadcast media in Canada. Bless them all. They were all so helpful. And I said, listen, if we were going to clean up the media industry's hiring act, as it were, what would that look like, right? Got a bunch of great ideas, brought a bunch of my own ideas to the table. And at the end of the day, I remember an executive saying to me, so what is it that you're selling with this hiring and this career coaching? And I looked at him and I said, I'm selling media intelligence. I'm selling intelligent ways to hire and or find a job within media. And that's how the company name was born.
Media is always developing with social media, internet. How do you stand on top of that, especially with a changing environment like media?
Oh, it's a way of life over here. I started tracking companies really early in my career, around 1994, and at one point I had a database with 16,000 people in it, so I had to convert it to a proprietary database. I research companies avidly. I follow trends. I read my industry trades all of the time. I have Google alerts for labor marketplace notifications across Canada. And most importantly, I follow the large management firms like KPMG, Deloitte, PricewaterhouseCoopers. I read their annual and or biannual media reports all of the time. And that way I know where media is going. I follow the thought leaders on the subject and keep myself informed at all times.
What was that point in your life when you realized that you had to write this book?
I needed to write this book because I walk my own talk career-wise. I will be turning 60 years of age next January 2020. I'm so looking forward to it. And I have been planning a transition from media to the animal advocacy side of my life probably for the last decade. So this is part of a concerted career plan I have for myself. In my 60s, I'm going to be working on two new books on animal rescue and animal advocacy. So the reason Careers AF, New Rules, New Tools got written is because I wanted to take my entire body of work in career coaching and recruiting and media and be able to still make it available to people, you know, to millennials primarily, but really it applies to any age group, and make it more available so that I could remove myself from the equation and devote myself fully to the animal advocacy side of my life. So it was a plan, and it's working very well.
Without spoiling your book, what do you think is the most important thing that you talked about?
You know, one of the most important things I would recommend to people is that they pay better attention to writing up their goals. Picture taking 1 hour of your life to write up your goals versus spending a decade of throwing stuff at the wall and hoping something sticks. Surely you can see the value of sitting down and getting cozy with your own wants and needs. I usually do it annually on my birthday, and I sit down and I make a plan. Like last January 2018, I sat down to write up my goals, and the first thing out of me was, I need to write my book. And so I wrote my book. So the closer, you know, you can get to identifying your goals, the faster they're actually going to happen in life. So that would be my number one recommend for everybody.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. To find more information about Michelle Nadant's book, Careers AF, you can buy it on Amazon or her website, mediaintelligence.ca. That is lowercase media, uppercase intelligence.ca. I'm Kyle Drinan for 96.9 Radio Humber.